Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Jump the left side of the red line, across the blind, makes a move, left circle, open, centers it, score! Corey Perry! But what a move by Kucherov!
What a play.
And it is 1-1 with 3:38 left in the period.
Shot from the point, blocked by Shen to the corner, Rantanen has it, he breaks loose, Rantanen in front, puck is loose, score! It's the 2-2 train! Valeri Nichushkin's third goal of the postseason. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, this is a tie hockey game.
Welcome back in. We've reached hour number two on a Wednesday. Sharp betting in the morning. Where have you been? We've been up for a while. All with you. This is fun. We all come to like a center point. We have our disagreements, and then we throw some humor in there. Everybody love everybody. That's what we do here.
Oh,
we're the great uniter, Sharp and Betting in the morning. We might divide at one point, but we always bring you back in.
Hey, I just sometimes you just get this little inkling, like when you read something, and I'm like, oh, this could get interesting. But then it's like, most people will take the high road only because there's pre-existing relationships. And if you consider somebody like a friend or something like that, mm-hmm. you typically just let it ride. But there, sometimes you get caught off guard. That's for sure.
Can we just guarantee that Gretton and Westside play in every sport every year?
You know what's funny? So this is what kills me. And like internally, like just personally, I've always been good with that school. Always. Since,
mm-hmm.
you're talking years. You remember like when Caleb was in like elementary school and middle school, I was supposed to be the mayor of Gretna, and he was going to Gretna because I was allegedly in love with Coach Feakin.
And we liked Mike?
Believe me, I grind the back of my teeth sometimes. I do. Just because all is permissible, but all is not beneficial. It's good practice. Shoot, I got mad. I was, on a different note, but similar thought process, just going back to the friendship thing because you're close with somebody. Mm-hmm. You know, Abdul's my guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So my man was on Twitter the other day. He said it was in reference to staying at home to go to school to make another school better.
Yeah.
And he's specifically talking to Caleb. And I was like, the dad in me was like, oh, man, don't put that pressure on him. But my guy was like, because I just was singing his praises, right? The other part of me was like, well, it would be nice to help out the alma mater. Like, we do love that school. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So there's the duality. So Mitch's response, like the dad Mitch versus the other Mitch, like, I get that.
Yeah.
Sometimes you want to be a parent. Sometimes you have to be somebody else. But, you know, hopefully those two worlds aren't that different.
What round do you think Gretton and Westside will meet in football this year? Second round, semifinals, state final game?
Are you going to gas this thing up all year?
No, I like good matchups. I mean, there's now a couple of coaches that listen to our show that are like, whoa, 9-5-1-16-20. Stop!
We have a great one in week one with prep.
Oh, I'm already fast forward.
How?
Because I can do that on my end of things. I'm the TV guy. I'm looking at matchups. I want matchups.
Did you see
I want storylines.
Did you see week zero?
I saw week zero.
Prep in Bellevue West.
I love the idea of week zero. I love my idea of holding a football showcase at TD Ameritrade, or now Chuck, to showcase football. That would be great. That'd be a great week zero.
There's lots of great storylines. Yeah.
In the future, Nate at NSA, do better. Westside and Gretna should play every year.
I don't know what your problem is.
I like matchups. I like storylines. I think the community deserves Westside and Gretna to play in every single sport.
Every extracurricular
activity should be Westside against Gretna. Cheerleading, band, play, speech.
That's kind of disrespectful, right, to teams that have won for a lot longer.
Oh, they can still win championships.
This is Gretna's first run at it.
They can still win championships. I just want
like
that.
There's the Bellevue West, there's the Preps, there's the Millard Wests or the Millard Souths that have made deep runs as of late.
By the way, Greg
Gary. Oh, he's fantastic.
Yeah, they are on the cusp of winning another state championship in Millard South of baseball.
And he's a great. I've said this a thought. He's a great person.
Yeah, they can continue to play for
Coach
championships,
Gary
but
is
on the side
he,
they should have.
I love that guy.
All right, welcome back in last night.
But I'm not openly rooting for anybody. I'm trying to remain neutral.
No, see, you've got an issue here. And it's not I shouldn't say the word issue.
I got family friends that are playing all over the place.
You're trying to balance.
I am balanced.
See, I like when you're not like trying to bring everybody into the circle.
Well, it
you're
has to
like,
if
kick
it's,
people
if it's,
out of the circle.
It depends on if it's a non-personal thing. Like if it doesn't have anything to do with what I'm doing or the family, then I can remain objective. State baseball is objective. I can like lots of people. Even in football.
People like Millard South and Waverly, they're both 3-0.
Even in football, there's multiple players I cheer for across multiple schools. And sometimes it's at our expense.
I have to love everybody because that's what we do on TV.
Well, you don't have everybody.
And none of those schools I went to. I just like storylines. I like matchups. And I think Gretna and Westside should play in every single thing.
Mitch just said it. Here he goes. Because, Rob gave him that look at Doc Talk with the funny look. And Mitch goes, any new rivalry deserves a little trash talk. We'll see if it's sustainable after Gretna splits next year. I'll be with the new school. What are the boundaries going
to
be?
I don't know. But this sounds like Omaha Westside forced Gretna to build another high school.
You know how that goes.
Dr. Lucas said, "You know what? Looking from afar, Gretna's that you got too many people in that school. Why don't you build another high school?"
There's probably more bad blood rivalries than
just the new one.
Yeah, you got North Central, you got Bellevue West, Papio South.
Prep West Side is still pretty salty.
Prep West Side.
Who is Bellevue West?
The one that's the
rival?
Most personal is Papio South and Bellevue West, and that gets no run.
Yeah, because that's
not if Papio South starts to win, it's gonna get
it's kind of gonna get nasty. Yeah,
you know, yeah, no.
Why does everything got to be personal? Everybody love everybody on a Wednesday.
There's plenty of love to go around, Sharpie. Okay. Plenty of love to go around.
Right. Speaking of that, coming up in about an hour, Dirk Chatlin will stop by. Alan Shipnuck. Who's got an unauthorized biography of Phil Mickelson. Just the timing is great on this interview.
Can't wait.
We're going to have Alan on. We're going to talk about the PGA Championship. He said, hold my beer. I've got a book coming out that people are going to talk about for a long time. I'll come on and talk about it.
If he paid $18 for it, he's not going to say hold it.
We got beer. Bye.
It cost him $18.
Tony, if I'm following Spieth, McIlroy, and Woods, I'm going five $18 beers.
Yeah, you know what I really liked about
that would be worth the pairing to go 18 holes.
You talked about everybody love everybody. I like the delicacy in which the players addressed Phil Mickelson, because when you have your director, your executive director, say it's the elephant in the room, which was uttered yesterday,
yep.
Those guys are going to be asked about. It's a very difficult topic to talk about from peer to peer, right? Because there is the level of respect versus what you've feel is the right thing to do.
But
there were some fantastic quotes.
But you go, Tiger. Yes, it's about legacy and majors.
Well, why did you just gravitate towards that? I thought what he said in general was really good. Like you skipped over the part where he said he's had some comments, he's taking some time away. We'll wait on that. I want to respect that.
Because I was looking for the conflict.
Oh, Don't you turn into one of those guys that hates context. We deal with that enough.
I like context. I like conflict. And as you get older, and Tiger tells us that, my body is not the same, I'm just going to maybe play the majors in another one. Yeah, now I can start talking about legacy and what I've done with majors. And I'm where I'm at with all of you and how you look at my place in the game of golf.
How about how there he had this? How about how he said out loud, I had to things I want to work on and like I have to do that at home. There is no more get out on the course in another tournament and work on some shot shaping or new clubs. He's like, I got to do that at the house. He said, those days are over. I said, huh. If you have any sort of success going forward with the limited amounts you could play, I would be that much more impressed. But that window, I mean, Shane may be the only one that can get through it if it's open.
Come on, man.
Give me
something.
I mean,
you and I aren't
week.
Getting through that window.
Give me something this weekend.
Window.
Give me Sunday, Tiger.
He's won here before.
I know, in 07. He had the great second round. He shot a 63.
It's only 15 years ago.
Oh, man, we talk a lot about what happened 30 years ago around here.
No, 15
years
no that's frowned upon, too.
I have a question, though. So, everybody love everybody. See, I'm going to transition this bad boy into a Nebraska football discussion. Because I was thinking, because now we are closing in. Shane, go do the math, please. We're about 100 days out from the start of the season. I think is this 102 days out? Something like that. So we're getting close to 100 days out. And you know, once you get under 100, then we can play the game, the best 99 ever to play at Nebraska. But it gets closer and you get excited. And, you know, now we're on May 26th, going to get some networks and some TV times and magazines are starting coming out. And we've talked a lot about what's ahead in 22. One of the more fascinating, mysterious seasons that Nebraska football has had in a long time, with a heavy shopping cart full of urgency. And whatever happens this year will frame what happens in the future. But there is one guy that is not making the journey this year that I bet if we went back and went through transcripts of every show on this station for the last 4 years, Adrian Martinez probably comes up on one of the three shows every single day. Well, he won't come up now. Well, maybe he will, but not as much as it is. And he was the polarizing player, whether for the good or the bad. You know, one thing we haven't discussed about what is on the roster right now, and some guys, we intimate this guy's got to come through for Nebraska to have success. Give me a player, you, anybody else at 951-1620 or in the Equitable Bank inbox, Gary or Damon at 1620thezone.com or on Twitter at GarySharp1620 or at Damon Benning. The player that will silence the critics this year, who is the most criticized player on the current roster? Like has been in his career that has the opportunity to silence the critics this year? Opportunity or who will?
Oh, easily.
By the way, I have 98 days.
Wow. Zach Potter, good on you.
Good call.
I like Zach.
What an athlete.
I like Zach a lot. It's kind of weird because he's significantly younger than me. I usually don't get like that. Anyway, what was
you
the
don't
question?
Prefer younger?
No. Well, yeah.
Okay. Just not football players that are younger.
8 years.
Okay. I mean, that's within the window.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Half age plus seven. Yeah. Without question, it's Bryce Benhart.
That's who I have number one on the list.
No question. He gets killed.
But then the question becomes, will he have the kind of season that, or we expect him, what we know, to silence the critics? Because he may not have an opportunity to silence the critics.
Sure he will.
What if he's not playing? I mean, it adds to it, but people will be like, man, okay.
Yeah, who's beating him out?
Well, where is he playing?
Doesn't matter. Who's beating him out?
I don't think it's guaranteed that he's going to be a starter.
Who's beating him out?
You know who I like at guard.
Yeah, but he's going to be outside of tackle. I'm just saying, like.
Then the critics are going to sound like 90,000 people in Memorial Stadium on a.
I mean, is it up for, I know, so I think a easier or a better question that's a little bit more difficult to answer would be something along the lines of who's the player that has the best opportunity to meet the projection or the expectations?
Because there are a couple of guys we talk about as if it's really manifested itself into, like, so, like, Omar Manning.
Mm-hmm.
Or even to some degree, but he's played a ton because we love him. I think we're waiting for that next, like, dominant is Luke Reimer. I think Luke Reimer's in that discussion.
Can I go back to Omar Manning real quick here?
Yeah.
Is it okay to criticize Omar Manning?
Yes.
Why does it seem like there's some hesitancy?
Because
I mean,
because of the outward storytelling of mental health issues, so we're very reluctant.
And admirably, he is open with that.
They're two different things. I don't confuse those things in sports. I don't. As long as sports continue to be a choice, I don't confuse the two. That's just me, though. I know 30% of the athletes that I know. Mm-hmm. I just did a podcast with Dumas. And you hear some of the things that he dealt with while playing, while growing up. To see the finished product, not finished product, the product that's the adult now,
mm-hmm.
It'll blow your mind. 30% of the athletes that I know, minimum, have some sort of issue or surrounding thing that they're dealing with. 30's on the low end. I don't separate that in critiquing athletics.
Now on that side, thankfully, more colleges are recognizing that,
yeah.
And they are increasing their mental health awareness.
Again, it's not to be insensitive.
Of their athletic department.
Yeah, it's not to be insensitive. It doesn't have anything to do with it. I appreciate the cover. I'm telling you, you can separate the two.
Okay, I just wanted to ask the question because when you bring up, well, he's got to be better. He's got to be this for Nebraska.
He does.
It is.
There's no other way
to
say
that. The story is great if he has gone through what he's gone in his life, and he can also compartmentalize and on the field be the kind of guy that Nebraska actually needs him to be have success.
And part of being a high achiever in athletics or any endeavor that you achieve at a high level takes compartmentalizing. I don't care what it is.
I'm not convinced he's able to do that.
Well, that's part of the skill set. You hear coaches say it all the time, especially when being a student athlete was a really big thing. Not to assert that it's not now, but coaches would say, "Hey, the minute you step on the field, or the minute you're on the court, or the minute you hit the pitch, all that other stuff goes away."
For
48 minutes, just be able to. We've been asked to compartmentalize our whole careers. This isn't new. It's not new at all. Folks that play with lost loved
just
ones.
Just more awareness.
Being broke. Being addicted to painkillers. Internal strife at home. Folks have dealt with it's seldom rainbows and butterflies. I don't have any problem separating the two.
Well, I need more Omar Manning football player.
We got two good ones. Two really good ones. This is a tough question. I said Manning and Reimer.
Can I give you a little background real quick on why I thought this? Because I went home yesterday.
Let me give you two more.
Let me give you why I brought up this question.
Are we going to argue about giving one more? Because one is on content and the other one is to reset.
Because the person I'm about to say is not the two that have been mentioned. So our discussion yesterday about Miles Farmer. So he's kind of become a lightning rod because at a position that Nebraska needs bodies and productivity, mm-hmm. He struggled last year. So that's why I thought of this question. But now Phil and Eric.
Ty Robinson and Caleb Tanner are also good ones. Guys that have to kind of, we think, but can they next level that? Caleb Tanner, those are both really, really good
ones. Okay, let's stick with Caleb Tanner here for a minute.
And the four that we've mentioned, Ben Hart, Tanner, Reimer, Ty Robinson, if just just imagine Omar Manning, just imagine if they do meet our expectations.
Okay, so let's
stick that team takes on a vastly different thought process.
Let's stick with Caleb Tanner for a moment. He's a guy that you've been waiting for since he got here. Last year he was better than at this time. If this time last season, if I said, Damon, let's talk about Caleb Tanner, you'd be like, better last year. But has what's the best of Caleb Tanner? That's another part of this question. I agree with Eric that Caleb Tanner, you know, if there are still critics, he silences them. But don't we have to have a framework of what we think Caleb Tanner can be as a college football player?
You're talking about setting the expectation level?
Yes, like that has played that much football now. I mean, quietly, he was a starter for a year, and I think people forgot that he was actually a starter.
Yeah.
And then there's the other part. He had a nice year last year, and I kept bringing this up during the spring. How many people mentioned Caleb Tanner?
No, I know.
He is a multi-year starter, and his name hardly ever came up during the spring. Not in a good or bad way. It's just Caleb Tanner was not a point of conversation.
I get it.
So, but what is, has he reached, have they maxed him out as a college football player?
No. They haven't. They haven't. Just had this conversation about him pre-spring with Foreman. No, he's not. There's more in there.
Agree with Ty Robinson. At a position that Nebraska
that's a fantastic
needs productivity,
one.
And you're waiting for Ty Robinson to
that one might be my favorite. That one might be my favorite.
Ty Robinson to go over the top.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. That may be the best one of the bunch, because for a couple reasons. Number one, it's at a dire position of need, and number two, I think he's capable. I like that one a ton.
Player that will silence the critics or needs to. That's a good list, but that is also a list if those, what are we at, five?
Omar, Ty, Luke.
Farmer.
Well, yeah. Well, is Farmer, yeah, I'd put him in that same vein.
Because the narrative shifted on him at the back half of last season.
I still only think in terms of being in the secondary, Farmer's only had... Is it six games, five games? I'm not talking special teams. I'm talking about actual, which is different than Ty, Ben, Luke. Now, Omar is in that vein a little, but the lofty expectations the minute he walked through the door. But I felt like that was off from day one. Like, I waited probably 4 or 5 months to even bring up Omar Manning. So, I mean, I don't know. But I do know if those guys are good, the trajectory changes quite a bit.
Here is Dominic. Good morning, Dominic. Welcome to Sharp Betting in the Morning.
Hi, guys. I just was going to chime in. I don't know how this fits in completely or not, but I have a daughter. She just graduated from Missouri Western, and she ran cross-country and track. And I tell you what, Damon, I have such an unbelievably newfound respect for student-athletes because of the fact that what you guys are talking about with all the other stuff that goes on along with they have to balance the academics part of it,
yeah.
Plus they're balancing their life, plus they're balancing all the practice and the expectations. And you probably know from what, you know, you don't always get when you got on campus exactly what you're told you're going to get when they want you there.
Yeah.
And, you know, she for the first 3 years did great. She ran cross and indoor-outdoor tracks. She was running all the time. And, you know, the injuries got to her a little bit the last 2 years, the COVID year. And expectations were still there from the coaches, but she just, you know, just wasn't quite able to come to meet those as much as she wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
And as disappointed as she felt in her own mind that she was just letting her team and her coaches down, she gave her best every single darn time she was there, but there were a lot of times she didn't feel like it mattered.
Yeah, so, I'm telling you, Dom, and I appreciate the honesty, because, and again, I don't mean to sound, because I'm quick. I was quick with it, right? We're reluctant to criticize. I said, hey, I got no problem separating the two. No problem separating what goes on in the mind versus productivity because of so many people that I think deal with it. And I thought 30% was low, but I said 30% to be safe. So it's not insensitive. I'm not being insensitive to what a particular student athlete is going through. I'm just telling you that there's a lot of people like that, that have found ways to function and maintain. It's hard to say be okay, because okay is relative to whatever. But it's, I'm telling you, man, like, he's not, and we just happen to be talking about Omar, definitely not alone. Like, the struggles are toughest for him because they're his own. So it's relative to the end user. So I try not to compare and say, well, this person is going through this and this, because it's their journey, and it may register different from them. I may deal with losing somebody or whatever it was that I'm going through while playing. It may be a big deal to me. Somebody else may be like, man, are you kidding me? Relative to what I've been through. So you don't really get into that. But I'm just telling you, everybody has to balance something or another that can eat at you emotionally if you cannot compartmentalize. One of the greatest gifts high-end athletes, I think, possess is the ability to channel and dial in the moment. And those that do it the best typically are, that's rise that much more in their respective sport. They can just focus in on the task at hand for, at that amount of time, and then move on.
Dominic, thanks for the call. So his daughter going to Missouri Western. I got a quick question here. Nice school in St. Joe, right out there of 29. Chiefs have training camp there. I got a nice indoor facility, courtesy of the Chiefs. You talk a lot about recruiting, and I know this is on a separate note, but this triggered something in my head.
It's a great facility, too, by the way.
Why doesn't Missouri Western recruit in the state? They have one Nebraskan on their roster. That's Elijah Larson from St. Paul.
It's a great facility. We played youth games there.
Omaha to St. Joe.
Maya's cousin was playing volleyball there. The campus is fantastic.
They got nice facilities. Why don't they recruit here?
No. Two more votes. JD says Mathis. And my guy AC says Mathis. In terms of, is O'Shawn Mathis in that discussion?
Do we already have critics?
Oh, for sure. I painted that picture day one. I compared it to the Coach Frost lure taking the job. It was out of control. It was out of control.
Yeah, I'm done with the process now, and now he's a member of the football program.
Yeah, and I told you it'd take about 48 hours to say, can you play? 48 hours. Didn't even take that long. Can you play?
Well, we're going to find out. That's all I care about now.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right, 7:33. In an hour, Dirk Chatwin stops by. Alan Shipnuck.
Hey.
Covers golf. Hello, Dirk. An unauthorized biography of Phil Mickelson. I'm reading some of the excerpts. Hello.
And they're hot.
So we're lucky to have Alan coming on tonight. And then Brandon Vogel stops by at 9:40. There is another list that I saw is out from CBSSports.com. They are ranking the Power 5 coaches.
Mm.
Yeah. We've exhausted some segments on that list. Frost is 53rd on the list,
man.
Dropped from 47 from last year if you are playing at home. Sharp and betting in the morning at 16:20 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.